Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Greetings, everyone. Navigating transition and transformation can oftentimes feel scary, overwhelming, fearful, and sometimes it can leave us feeling stuck and stagnant in our life. And today, I'm going to share with you my Kintsugi story. And it's how I navigated the greatest transition of my life and my spiritual awakening thus far. Continuous journey. The Kintsugi is the golden repair. It's a Japanese art form where they take broken pottery parts and they put it back together. And then they put golden glue around all the broken parts. And this is a metaphor that we can use in life, a metaphor that's allowing us to embrace the flaws, to the imperfections of life, or maybe some expectations we had of life that weren't coming to fruition. In this process, the Kintsugi story, it takes work and great awareness, and it's an invitation to greet your repair process and for who you're becoming and possibly unbecoming. I apply this to all of my healing, all of my stories. Anytime I tell a story, I apply this to them because we know words cast spells, and it's so important to be aware of what we're casting into the field. So always have this awareness anytime you're navigating change and what you're trying to create in your life. No matter how broken you may have felt, allow this to be your repair work. Allow this to be your new story. So rewrite your Kintsugi story of your past. My dark night of the soul was more like a dark night of my life for a period of time. I remember receiving a phone call from my partner at the time. He said, "Nata, they want $20,000 US to claim all your belongings." $20,000. I was shocked. Where the hell was I going to come up with this money? I instantly could feel myself freezing. I couldn't believe it. My mind was racing. My belief systems were just, and I started to feel really tense. Cue the trauma. And then I heard this voice. "It's just stuff. You have everything you need." And in the distance, I could hear my children playing. Laughter. Innocence. I do. I have everything that I need. I have everything that I need. And then I heard another little voice. "Yeah, but it's all of your stuff, everything that you've ever had. It's all of your stuff. Can you let it go?" I was torn. I was instantly broken. I was a failure. I failed. The stories kicked in. Yet somehow I found the courage and I said, "Let it all go." And I did everything in a second. And here I was back to living in my parents' basement apartment, two young children, and starting from scratch. Rewind. 9 months before, I had moved to Argentina. I moved my family. I was 8 months pregnant. And I was in a country where I didn't know the language. I didn't know one single soul. But I was ready to start a new life, to create more happiness in my life. Or so I thought. Can you imagine? And then after having my second home birth, I quickly realized in that moment of birthing and having a really amazing but terrifying birth, I realized that I was changing and I was transforming. And this wasn't what I wanted. And I was no longer the same person. And I had this strong urge, this calling, a calling I had to listen to return home to Toronto. So I left Argentina in less than a year of moving my whole life and starting this whole new life. Crazy, hey? And upon my arrival, all my sensitivities kicked in. Everything, full throttle. My awakening symptoms were full throttle taking over my life. And I had no idea what was going on. My body was torn. Like literally, I felt the anxiety ruling my body. I was depressed and bedridden, and I was only 30 years old. How could this be happening to me? I couldn't believe it. I received diagnosis after diagnosis after diagnosis. And little did I know that I was going through a spiritual awakening. And this was a part of my purification process. Intuitively, I knew that I had to let this process happen. Despite all of the people around me that were viewing me in a certain way, I knew that I was going through a really deep process and I couldn't explain it. I had no idea how to explain what I was going through. But let me tell you, my body was aching. I was embodied of ache and pain. And I felt electricity running through my body. I was weak, brittle, full of fear. My hair was falling out. It was wild. And there it was, all the stories, the beliefs, the lies that I told myself, that I was told by others, all of it needing to be purified. A clean vessel was what God asked for. Purify. That's all I heard. Purify. And so I did. And it was heavy. And it was a dark process, and I felt very, very alone. I was sad, filled with fear and guilt and grief. This ruled me. Shortly after these diagnoses of that I received, I had a spontaneous Kundalini awakening in a spiritual ceremony. No one can prepare you for this. The ultimate bliss that runs through your body and electrifies you, knowing that there's something greater. But yet, what follows that, the purification, only God can prepare you. It was pure terror for many, many years. I navigated many dark nights, which felt like years and years and years of terror that came in waves, of course, because God is good. And I still had to be a mom. And I was still navigating this new identity of being a mom, starting a new business, moving through psychosis. I know it was like sheer confusion that was happening to me. But yet I had faith. I had faith. I had to keep coming back to faith. And I had to rebuild myself because that's what I was being called to do, to let go of the stories. And I call this chapter of my life suffering to surrender. And I really had to do that. I really had to surrender to what was being purified. And although I did suffer, and I still continue to navigate life, motherhood, a business, all of the things. And now I can say that that led me to something greater. And I've seen the business grow and I've seen my children grow. And I honor everything that I've gone through my awakening. And I did it. And each year I had more grace, more peace within myself, and greater transcendence. My tool belt grew, as did my awarenesses and the realizations of how precious life truly is. And I learned to honor. I really learned to honor those golden cracks, that pain that ran through me, the scars that were actually sacred, sacred that kept coming through. Sacred we are, sister, we must rise. And it wasn't easy. And I know that my suffering was a teacher. It was a gift, not only for myself, but to share with others, to help them navigate, to give them a blueprint, to create greater ease during this. And to remember who they are, and to remember our power, our potency. And I heard, I can't do it for you, but I can help you find the way. This is what God said to me, and this is what I say to my clients. I can help you, but I can't do it for you. So I invite you to explore, and to listen, to purify your vessel, to grow your tool belt. And to honor the sacredness that you are and the gifts that we've been given. And this purification process, it's not an easy one. And if you're being called to do so, and if you have been overstimulated, if you've dealt with trauma, then I invite you to step forward into this calling. Because you see, I'm not just not a holistic facilitator of transition and transformation. I'm a multidimensional being, multifaceted, with beautiful gifts that were repressed, hidden within me, that caused so much anxiety and pain in my body until I started to choose to choose my path? What did I desire? Who was Nata, not who she was told to be, and to understand myself spiritually, fully, who I am and why I came here on this earthly realm and how to navigate this human experience. And you see, when I realize as humans that we have needs, not desires, but needs, we have needs. And if those needs aren't met, we suffer. And so maybe take a note of these six needs and contemplate them and ask yourself, are you honoring that? And the first need of the humans is certainty. As humans, we crave certainty. We crave stability and predictability and safety and control. So where are you doing that? The shadow or the light? We also crave variety and unpredictability, excitement and change. Are you allowing that? And the third one is significance. We desire, we need to feel unique and valued in who we are. Just a need. The fourth one is authentic love. It's authentic love, you see, because we, as humans, we crave love, we crave touch, we crave to be seen and to be heard. And if that wasn't happening for you in your life, you have to honor that. And it wasn't for me, and I had to honor that, even as a mother. The fifth one is growth. We crave self-development. We crave to grow, to self-improve. So ask yourself, am I growing? Am I truly growing? And the sixth one, contribution. We all desire to contribute in some way, to help society in some way. It's a human need to be of service, to volunteer, to give something back, and needing nothing in exchange. Were you honoring that part of yourself? Because as humans, we're going to continue to transition. We're going to continue to bow at the altar of impermanence because we are impermanent. Nature is impermanent. We live in cycles, the death and rebirth, and we are changing and evolving. And as a mother, I found it so hard. How am I going to explain this to my children? How? How am I going to move through the trauma and the wounds of my ancestry to let that come out, to be released? But I had to. I had to do it for them so that it wouldn't be passed down, so that they can have a life to be free of the stories and the burdens and the terror and the fear. And so I know it's not easy to transition, to move through change. However, we can build a transilience tool belt. And you see, transilience is transition combined with resilience, because we need resilience to move through. Life changes, people change, situations change, you change. And the more that we can honor this change, the more that we can honor our multidimensional self, because we are multidimensional. We have needs, and it's not always as perfect as we thought. It's not always that perfect marriage with that white picket fence. It's something more. However, the more that we repress or suppress that within ourselves, the more dis-ease that grows within us. But it takes being really, really real with yourself. Because you see, in this journey of life, authenticity is your medicine. And you know how I know that's real? Because when I go outside and I look at nature, I look at nature and I observe the trees and the birds and the bees. They're not acting. They're not acting. And when they hurt, they hurt. And yet they go through these cycles. And all they can be is authentic. And so the medicine that I offer is to find that within yourself. sit with that need. What do I need in this moment? What does my body need in this moment? And it's simple. And yeah, we can utilize these beautiful tools like astrology and gene keys and human design, all so beautiful. And when we bring it into the simplest form, it's right here. You already know all of that. You may have forgotten, but you know all of that. You know who you are. You know why you came here. And it takes some time sometimes to remember who you are and to surround yourself with people or trees who see you, who honor you for choosing to be fully you. I'm not going to discount. It's not easy. But you didn't sign up for easy. We didn't come here for easy. We came here for the human experience, for the senses, to experience, to hurt, because love is pain and we love to hurt. But we also love to come back and to remember who we are. And so no matter what you're dealing with, just honoring the variance that we vary and we change. Even my tonality of this entire speech was to show you that we change and we vary. And as an activator, a heretic investigator, a lioness, whatever you want to label it as a human being, my mission here is to remind others to hold the light for them. I got a lot of fire. And I thought it was a curse for a long time and realized that God put me here to shine bright and to take up space. And not from my ego. I had to transcend that ego. That's what the pain served in the past, the anxiety and the pain and electricity running through me. I was crying to be me. I was crying to choose what I wanted, not what they wanted for me. And you see, you can be running all the businesses you want if you're not meeting your needs. Dis-ease will grab you. Because we didn't just come here to suffer. Yes, we go through suffering, but we come to surrender. And with these transilience tool belt, this kit, it's to navigate anything that comes your way. Whether that be a move, an unexpected relationship change, a death of someone you loved, a desire to create something new, to leave behind the old, to let go of the old status quo. You see, we must honor that. We must honor and hold space and learn to navigate our nervous systems. We navigate this. That to me is success. That's prosperity. When you can navigate this, you are whole. Because it won't matter what anyone thinks or says or tries to project onto you. You're here, right here with Source, God, Universe, Creator, rooted in dignity. And it's a practice. It's a daily practice. And so I'll share a few tools, a few more tools with you so that you can take home with you for free. Guess what? You don't even have to invest in anything. If you are navigating a sensitive nervous system or whether you're receiving your psychic abilities or whatever is coming online for you, you multidimensional being, I believe in you. And I know you're going to be able to get through it. And maybe it's affecting your business. Maybe it's affecting your personal life. But just know that you're the creator of this. I'm not saying you're God, but you're the creator. And I'm not saying nothing bad's going to happen, but you're the creator of this right here, the nervous system within, how to regulate. That's the inner success. And we breathe. And breathe. So the first step, first offering, invitation I'd like to offer you, if you are navigating anxiety or insensitive nervous system, I invite you to ditch the stimulants, at least for now. The stimulants, whatever is overstimulating you. And you know this, nobody has to tell you about this, you know this. Ditch the stimulants, whether it's coffee, alcohol, drugs, people, places. I had to ditch a lot. And I felt bad. Then I was like, no, girl, because you're here. You got to be here, rooted in who you are. Ditch the stimulants. Bring your nervous system back into alignment. Another way you can balance your nervous system. Number two. Be aware of your exposures to EMF. I know, so cute, hey? That thing in your hand or on your lap is dysregulating your nervous system. Your body goes from being in homeostasis to gone in a second. If you are navigating with anxiety or depression or any sort of mental health, learning to create safety for your body to heal is crucial. This is something majority of people won't tell you, but I navigated this for many, many years. EMF sensitivity is a thing. I'm not saying we can't expand beyond it. Yes, we can, but we got to get there first, right? We got to get there first. I'm not as sensitive as I was. I am aware. And so to help bring your body back into homeostasis, be aware of how much exposure. You can hardwire things too. Okay. Number three, get into nature. There is nothing more freeing than walking by the trees and listening to the river and the birds chirping. Simple, simple, simple. We don't need to be paying thousands and thousands of dollars to listen to our intuition. Simple tools. Get into nature. Honor that vibration and then bring that vibration and create that vibration at home. Okay? Feng Shui, your place. The fourth thing is commit to healing your trauma. Do it. Commit to healing your trauma. When trauma hits you, it's like a meteorite that explodes your psyche. Fractals everywhere. We are responsible for our healing. No one else is responsible for your healing. No one else is responsible for your nervous system. So I encourage you, do the shadow work. If you need support, that's when you reach out. Look at this beautiful network of healers, medicine people, mentors, and coaches that are here offering with their hands out in front of you. Receive. I know it's scary to open your heart, but there are heart-centered good people here to do good things. And we thank Spirit for awakening those souls to help us at this time with the tools that they have to lay out the foundation for our healing, for our remembrance, so that we can remind others of who we are and that we are here to live heaven on earth that is accessible to us always. However, with a closed heart, and close energy field, we won't be able to access that. And it is your birthright to access that. Allow that. Allow that. Because you see, the trauma keeps us protected and it keeps us closed and it keeps us away from pleasure and joy and ease and grace. To honor that. And I honor you for showing up even here today. Maybe you're a speaker, maybe you're an attendee. And thank you for doing the work, for choosing.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.